This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out a couple of websites, haystackhelp.com, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And both of those are our websites. And again, we do our due diligence in checking folks out to make sure we are bringing you the very best. Neither one of these are really meant to be a directory to give you, 50 options, as in our case today, for a realtor, whatever. We want to find really that one person, maybe two, depending on the area of service. But we just want to make sure we're connecting you with good people, and that's what our websites are all about. We have a helpline that's always open for you. That's 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. That actually comes right to my cell phone, so I promise you I'll get right back to you. Well, glad to have in studio today Pamela Meyer. Pamela's with Denver Home Navigators. You can check out her website at exactly that, denverhomenavigators.com, and her number's 303-506-0106. With that, we'll welcome Pamela Meyer. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
All right. I thought we'd talk about it. Doesn't take long to figure out there's a lot of people moving here.
Yes,
traffic
that's accurate.
Is unbelievable. So I got to think about maybe people, whether they already live here, maybe they're buying their first home, or people coming here.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what, it's still their first home in Colorado. And I saw the other day where Highlands Ranch was listed in one of the top places to live. Yeah, so I don't know who makes those up.
I don't either. I don't know how they get there.
I wish they'd say it's all bad to live, and then maybe people would quit coming. But what do you say to people, they want to buy a home here, and maybe it is their first-time home buyer, and it doesn't necessarily mean they're young. Sometimes people rent for a long time
right.
and then decide to buy. So what are some tips, really, for you can share with us today?
Well, yes, we are one of the best places to live. That's why we live here. But it is, I think one of the first things people need to know is their financial options. The last thing in the world I want to do as an agent, even because it's so disheartening to my buyers, is take them in a car, show them property that they don't even, maybe they can't even afford it. Because then they find the house they love, and then they go to the lender and find out you can't afford that. And everything else is in comparison to that. So let's find out first what you can qualify for. And I don't care if you can qualify for $1 million and you personally mm-hmm. want to make a decision within your budgetary guidelines that you only want to spend $500,000. I'll abide by whatever you decide, but let's find out what the bottom line is.
Sure.
Because it's just painful when people find something, fall in love, and then find out they can't have it.
Right. So when you meet with people for that first time, there's really, I won't say an extensive interview process, but there are questions that you need to know to help see if you are the right fit for them, number one.
Well, first of all,
and they're the right fit for you.
It goes both ways.
And
for sure.
Just to kind of figure out what they're wanting.
It is that piece of, some of the early questions are, what are you purchasing because you're going to stay here? Because if somebody's really only here for a year, if they got transferred in, they have an internship or something to do, and then they're going to be relocated, I don't know that I'd recommend they purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're going to hang on to it after they leave, because there are expenses of there are expenses to purchase and
right.
there are expenses of sale, and so if you're only holding for a short period of time, it kind of eats into your proceeds.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever upward mobility our market may have, which has been slowing the last part of this 2018, it's just it's not the frenzy of the last 4 years.
Right.
That does not mean the market is, I've had people like, what's happening? What's happening? What are houses on the market and they're staying? Well, normal, which we have not seen in a while in the Denver metro area, normal time on the market is about 3 months, 91 days.
Gotcha.
So imagine you put your house on the market and you have to endure 3 months worth of people traipsing in and out of your home. Now, we've been very spoiled, both sellers, buyers, well, buyers not so much, except for interest rates. But it's been fast paced, you know. And so it does take some time. So for a buyer, getting qualified, knowing what interest rates are doing, what it might mean to you if the interest rates go up by 0.25% or 0.5%. In terms of your buying power, it does impact it.
Right.
By tens of thousands of dollars. So one of the things in terms of knowing your financial options is, well, how much money do you have to put down? You know, do you have money in savings for a 3.5%, 5%, 10%, or 20% of a purchase price? Mm-hmm. Because the more you can put down, the better interest rates. Often you don't have to pay mortgage insurance premium, for example. And then whether you're a veteran, whether you're buying out in more rural areas where a USDA loan might be available, that's not a loan that's common in our
right.
Metro Denver area. So, you know, there are things to investigate, and depending upon your own financial condition, anticipated time of ownership, et cetera, there's more than one way to skin a cat in terms of qualifying for a loan.
Mm-hmm. Pamela Myers with us again, DenverHomeNavigators.com is her website. And if you'd like to meet with Pamela, and you don't always say this, it's never too early to start the process. But if you'd like to meet with Pamela, give her a call, 303-506-0106, because sometimes, you know, even I always tell people, hey, if you're just thinking about it in the next 6 months to a year, go ahead and meet with you. Meet with Kurt, maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know, just
talk.
To figure out where everything is. And when I say Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. And just go ahead and get that relationship established, because you never know when you may run across something. I may tell you, hey, I'm not going to do something for a year, but you may. But here's what I'm looking for. And then all of a sudden that comes available.
It might change your timetable.
Exactly.
It absolutely could.
So that's a great thing. Now, also, vets. I want to mention that,
mm-hmm.
vets, because there's a lot of things, and Kurt goes through a lot of things with mortgages that are good benefits there. But
he does.
Man, you're a vet out there. It's a great thing to buy a house, right?
It is. With a VA loan, you actually can buy a property and bank out the whole thing. So if you buy a $350,000, $400,000 house, your loan is for the whole amount. Yes, you probably have to come up with a couple of $1,000s for earnest money, which is the thing that makes your offer valid.
Mm-hmm.
But you can even get that back by the time you close. So you get a loan on the whole amount. Now, although there isn't mortgage insurance premium, there is a VA funding fee, but still, it's a great rate. The qualifications are reasonable. You don't have to have an 820 credit score.
Right.
And if a vet is disabled, they even have some additional savings that mm-hmm. are Kurt's expertise,
sure.
not mine.
Right, right. And then another thing you want to know, so besides your financial options, is just really knowing about the market, which I'm glad I don't have to know that. That's your deal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly
and
right.
And so you can let us know, really, hey, you know what, man, we need to wait a few more months before we get mm-hmm. into something. Right now is just not the right time. But you know, the market.
I do know the market. And whether people make decisions based on what they need in their life. Just because I tell them interest rates might be up by then and the price might be more expensive by then, that's irrelevant if you have other issues that are like, nope, this does not fit our timetable.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you're in a position where you're kind of like hemming and hawing and you're not sure, educating you about where the market is, where we anticipate it going, could make you lean one way or another. But it's not my decision, it's yours. My job is to provide information.
Right.
Certainly, one of the things, you know, if you study the climate, well, people always think about our weather. But the climate in our real estate environment is also very, still very seller, pro-seller. Even with a little bit of softening, the softening does not mean that the market is going down by any means. I listened to Lawrence Yoon from the National Association of Realtors. He's an economic forecaster who was in town and speaking at the South Suburban Association of Realtors not too long ago, late July, I think. And we really don't have any prediction of anything going down, flattening. I mean, it might not go up the way it has been, but for at least the rest of 2018 and into 2019, probably, maybe even to 20. Mm-hmm. So, because what doesn't change is people are still coming here to the metro area. And we have the lowest amount of inventory we've had in a generation. Now, and I can say that saying, okay, so it might not be quite as low right now because we've had a little bit of an uptick, but an uptick to maybe 9,000-10,000 properties is way different than a normal market of almost 20,000 properties on the market at any given time. So that doesn't switch us like an on and off switch into what is called a buyer's market, which is when we have more than 6 months, 5 or 6 months worth of inventory, which means if nothing else came on the market, it would take 5 or 6 months to totally deplete the existing inventory. That doesn't mean a buyer can't buy a house. You're not. I've had people go, well, I want to get a deal. Well, your deal right now is your interest rate.
Right.
Because you are going to pay close to full price. You might not pay full price today. In the frenzy of our market, it's been interesting where some people have said, well, we were afraid to insult the seller, so we didn't want to bring him an offer that was $5,000 under list. You don't understand that it's called negotiating between buyer and seller.
Sure.
So when someone said to me, well, somebody tried to lowball me the other day when they had their house on the market before in 2016, I said, well, your house was on the market at $400,000. What was the lowball offer? She said, $390 or something. I mean, it was like 97.5% of list price. I said, just so you know, that is not the definition of a lowball offer.
Right.
That is a normal buyer offer. You could have negotiated time or anything else, but that was not a lowball. I said, if your house was listed at $400 and they offered you $350, that would be considered a lowball.
Exactly.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Just about a minute and a half left half here. But another thing that's very important, you know, when you're buying a house, and we're going to do this on another segment too, is talking about, you know, I mean, what are you really buying in that area for? I mean,
right.
Are you going to be, do you find when people, I mean, what are the main things they ask you real quick? I mean, or you ask them, hey, where do you work? Do you mind the 45 minute commute, or you want a 10 minute commute?
Right. That's
all
part of the discussion.
Yeah.
You know, are they planning? Do they have children? Are they looking at schools? What schools have they been talking about? Where do they work? What kind of commute time do they want? I have had people move from out east in Centennial over west to Lakewood just because they spend so much time in the mountains over a year's time.
Right.
And just across our metro area, that's a pretty significant commute when you do it all the time.
Sure.
So, yes, places, you know, people go, well, I want to live near the Denver Tech Center. Why? Is your job there? One of the things, you know, depending upon the career you have or where you're looking for work, people move up north quite a bit because mm-hmm. we have a lot of tech up in Boulder, Louisville, et cetera. Also, aerospace, Martin Marietta, all of that. You've got, you know, people who want to move south and west.
Sure.
So it doesn't, so that really is more of a, it's your own family's dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
How much time, you know, you don't want to, okay, we got the house, but it takes me an hour and a quarter each way.
3 hours out
to
of
get,
your day.
Right.
Yeah. So that's
you know,
not fun.
So anyway, so yeah, all that's important.
Well, again, Pamela can help you, and whether, hey, it's your 10th home in Colorado or your first, she can help you out. Give her a call, 303-506-0106. Again, 303-506-0106. And her website is denverhomenavigators.com. Pamela, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Open Thursday through Sunday, the International Sportsman's Expo, this week at the Colorado Convention Center. For the entire family, your life outdoors begins at the Expo. Discover the latest equipment, the best adventures, learn from experts, and try the gear. Pass on the tradition or start a new one. Your life outdoors begins at the Expo. The Sportsman's Expo, open Thursday through Sunday at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Come join the fun.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
If you have just been in an accident, there is a lot going on. With the screeching tires, crunching metal, and breaking glass, it's hard to remember what to do. That's why Kevin Flesh of Fleshlaw wants you to remember to panic. No, he doesn't mean run around screaming or start hyperventilating. He means use the acronym PANIC to remember what to do. P is for police. Call the police immediately. It's very important to have an official record of what happened. A is assess, as in assess all of your injuries and seek medical care if necessary. N is for never admit fault. It's your job to take care of yourself, not to determine who is at fault. I is for insurance. Take pictures of the other person's insurance and ID info and get pictures of the accident if you can. And finally, C is for call Kevin Flesh. Kevin Flesh is more than just a name used to intimidate the insurance companies. He will help you. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to have David Cishan back with us, Cishan Financial Services. You can check out their website at cishanfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And they're also with the Householder Group. David, welcome back to Haystack Help Radio.
Thanks, Scott. Nice to be back.
You know, I thought we'd kind of reset a little bit here. You've been on with us numerous times, and sometimes people catch us at different times, and I'm sure we get new listeners from time to time, but a lot of them had heard your story of, you know, how you got into this whole financial planning world, a little bit about your background. So tell us a little bit about you and how you got into this.
Well, I actually got into the financial planning and being a financial advisor literally by accident. I got hurt playing ball with the St. Louis Cardinals. And unfortunately, I had to go to work for a living. And I was asked by a headhunter one day to go take this interview. And they wouldn't tell me who I would interview with. And they said, you have to promise to go even if we tell you. So I said, okay. And it was a company back east called, at the time, Connecticut General, life insurance company. And I said, God, no, I'm not going to do that. But I went, end up doing some business and getting in the business because of the financial planning aspect there, and really liked it, and it progressed over the years to the point where we have our own financial planning organization, and through the Householder Group, and we've been doing it now for, I don't know, a long time. So we provide full financial planning to folks. I do a lot of educational. I do a lot of teaching. We do quite a number of seminars. And one of the
compliments that we consistently get is when we do our seminars is that they're educational.
Right.
You know, we're there to raise problems that people have and to kind of show them how they can solve them.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you evidently know other people in this industry. You hear different names, other firms, all that. What do you think, and you kind of probably just touched on it, what sets you apart, but what do you feel like, when clients sit down with you, they're going to get from you that, you know, in one way or another, they're not going to get anywhere else?
Right. Well, I think education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become.
Mm-hmm.
So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves. What is it? Who they are? What are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Right.
So it's understanding about the clients. It's understanding what their feelings are, not only about their dollars and cents that they have put together, but about their family members, about their estate plan, about their protection, what kind of protection that they need, not just on their assets, but, you know, we're in a very litigious society. There's thousands of lawsuits every minute for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And our country allows it, one of the few. So we have to contend with that. And then there's retirement income, not what you spend your money on, but how do you protect your income? How do you have it established so that no matter what happens in the real world, your monies are safe, you're okay, you don't have to worry. And then investments, we look at different types of investments, not to change what they have, because a lot of people come in and they're pretty good shape. They don't own terrible things. They just need to have it massaged a little bit, perhaps, to stop the leaks and protect those monies from bad things like in 2008 and 2002.
Sure. Do you get some people sometimes, though, that, you know, they bring you what they've got and you start showing them what they have and they're like, didn't know I had that. or not as familiar with it as they should be?
Yeah. One of the things I do, especially when it comes to insurance that people have, is I always ask them, what is this for? And tell me in a couple of sentences what it does for you. And people draw a blank. Especially when it comes to things like on the investment side. They might have an annuity, okay, which is nothing wrong with an annuity. But I'll ask them, well, what type do you have? I don't know. What's it do? Not sure. How's it working for you? I don't know. That's the majority. And again, inherently, there may nothing be what their choice was. It may be a fine choice, but they just don't know. They've forgotten about it. That's why it's important when people do things to be constantly reminded. We meet with clients quarterly or more often if they want. We don't charge for it. But it's to rediscuss those aspects, those five areas, to make sure that we're on the same page and nothing's changed.
Right. So complimentary consultation.
Yep.
And so what does that first one kind of look like? How long should someone plan to spend with you there for that first one?
Well, our first complimentary consultation is roughly about an hour and a half, typically no longer than an hour and a half. And we take them through a questionnaire that I ask a bunch of questions on, and it covers estate planning. You guys die, where's your money go? Where your assets go if you haven't used them all up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we look at protection planning. And we go through a series of sections on protection planning, and not just insurance, but other aspects. For example, it might be insurance to cover lawsuits, accidents, so forth. So we go through protection planning, and then we go through income planning. What do we need monies for? Do we realize that if we need $5,000 a month currently for retirement, with inflation of 3%, 20 years down the road, we're going to need $16,000 or $12,000? Did you take that into consideration? Most people don't. So it's income planning. How do we protect that income? What can we do to counter inflation and taxation as best we can currently? And then we'll go into tax planning.
Mm-hmm.
Again, tax planning is an important factor because we have to pay our We have to pay our fair taxes by law. We got a great country, and it costs money to run it.
Sure.
But as I tell clients, you are in the position to pay the amount of taxes you want. And the reason I say that is because the income tax laws are so complicated now. We've got over 90,000 in Internal Revenue Code that allow us to do certain things. The problem with that is most people don't know what those things are. Most accountants or tax preparers don't educate the clients well enough, and it's because they're busy, they're tied up, they're trying to get the tax return done. It's after last year. They just want to be done and get the refund for the client. But there are many things that people can do. Education is a great equalizer. Once they see those tools, they can decide if they should use them or not. And then, of course, investments. So the investments is the fifth thing that we'll talk about in that meeting. And I look at what they have and then ask them a bunch of questions on there. And I will then take those and analyze those five areas that we have discussed. So that takes about an hour and a half, that first session. And there's no charge for that. I've learned over the years that this is a good way to learn if clients are really interested.
Mm-hmm.
And also for them to see how thorough I'm going to be. And then once we get through that meeting, I'll suggest that we have a second meeting, and I'll review with them what you told me in writing, and so that there's never any confusion. And we'll sit down in that second meeting, let's just say, and we'll review what our findings are.
Right.
And again, it's just basically to determine, to make sure I am on the same page that they are on, and I'm understanding what they're telling me.
So would you say, and we talked about this on a previous show about getting a second opinion on what you have going, matter if it's a brand new client that's coming to you to look at things, or getting that second opinion, those first appointments, kind of the same?
I do the same thing, and the reason I do the same thing is because it's worked out extremely well over the years.
Right.
And it prevents me from missing things. For example, a client will come in to one of these meetings, and maybe we've asked them to bring in certain information. And they won't bring in a statement. They'll just have it written down that I have X number of dollars here. Well, I can't use that in my analysis because I can't read what that really is. I need something that verifies. And now we're not criticizing the client. They may be right to the penny. But unless I can see it, I won't use it. And we have to understand that. So sometimes clients say, well, you know, we don't want to give all that information on this first meeting. So I'll say, oh, okay, that's fine. So you just want to kick the tires. And they'll say, yes. So then we'll have a general discussion that hopefully leads
sure.
to this meeting back again. And that's okay. You know, there's not a problem with me with that.
Right.
So again, this kind of approach is systematic. I do it all the time. And I don't deviate. And if someone won't give me the information or is fearful or concerned, which can happen, then I thank them, give them their stuff, and pat them on the back.
Right. You know, we've talked about it a few times, but I want to bring it up here in our last couple of minutes. And that's, you know, it's never too late to get started. It's always been better, would have been better if, you know, we would have all started earlier saving money. But what do you say to those people out there that say, you know what, I hear you guys all the time talking about this, but, you know, I don't have $1 million to put up somewhere, and, you know, I don't even know where to begin to start saving money. Any little just tips right there? You talk to people like that, they're, you know, 55 plus, and just they don't know what they're going to do.
That's why I say education is a great mm-hmm. great equalizer. And I just suggest to them that they come in and sit down and talk about it. We don't have to go through a regular full session, but come in and talk about it, because, again, there's a variety of, it's just not the money, you know. There's a variety of risks. There's the investment risk, but there are other things that they have to be aware of. That longevity risk and outliving money is critical. They may have $1 million, but if it isn't producing income, what good is it?
Mm-hmm.
They may have $2 million in real estate in a piece of land somewhere, but if it isn't producing income that they can use, what good is it? It's only going to go to somebody as a gift or an inheritance.
Sure.
All right. Now, maybe they can sell it in time if the market goes up and everything is okay, and that's good, but they don't yet. They haven't.
Right.
So, again, education is the equalizer, and we take the time to educate them.
Well, great. Well, this has been great information for our listeners, and thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Scott.
Call 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917 for that free consultation. And David will be glad to help you out. Their website is cichonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
Why are seniors obtaining a reverse mortgage? No mortgage payments, of course. Hello, this is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. You can live in your home for as long as you wish. It is your home. It's your money. So call me, Steve Hurley, at AIM, 720-895-0500. Let's discuss your options. No pressure, just education via information. NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA. An equal opportunity lender.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Whatley. Now joined along, Marie Christine. Glad to have you in studio again, Marie. How are you?
I am doing great. Glad to be here.
Absolutely, a new year.
Ready to make some positive changes for my health. How about you?
Absolutely. And our show throughout this year will be Your Health Matters, brought to you by Integrated Health Systems. And our good friend Dr. Shane Steadman joins us now. Dr. Steadman, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. Man, I don't know why now if people you see that you haven't seen over a few weeks, they say, oh, hope you had a good Christmas. Man, that seems like a month ago already, doesn't it?
I know. Well, I think I was in the office 2 days last week, and it was crazy busy because I was only here for 2 days. And so it feels like today is like the first day back. So I've been asking everybody, like, how's Christmas?
It feels that for me this week, too. It's like the first week I can get back to my routines, which actually feels good. I'm ready for it. How about you?
Yeah. I think we all do better with a little bit of routine. Just kind of know what the day's like. Yeah, last week was no routine, and the 2 days I was in the office. Yeah, I don't even remember those 2 days. I was so busy with basically cramming like a week's worth into 2 days.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, again, Dr. Steadman or one of his team, Dr. Maynard, Jess, his metabolic coordinator, will be joining us each week at this time to talk about all things in your health. And we are looking forward to getting healthier here in 2019. So, Dr. Steadman, I thought we'd start out a little bit just talking about, we haven't done this in a long time, just resetting you, how you got into this, your credentials a little bit, and then we'll just kind of give an overview of the office and then get into a couple of things.
Absolutely. You know, so, you know, if people are kind of new to listening to the show and what we've been talking about for the past year is, you know, really, and this kind of ties into what I do, but, you know, the show's kind of really geared at educating on all these different health topics. So there are so many different topics that I think people struggle with. They don't know where to go. I think they get lost in the Google box, you know, Googling all their symptoms and conditions and getting scared by the pictures and the things that come across. And, you know, and that's kind of what our office is all about, is, you know, trying to take some of these cases and health concerns that people have that are so daunting and mysterious at times. They are debilitating even, and really trying to help people, you know. So that's really, really kind of what sets this office apart. And what we do in here is there's a lot of detective work. We actually spend a lot of time, you know, on our lunch breaks and in between patients and after work and emailing each other at night and, you know, trying to really help people and identify what is going on with them and what their causes are, what's triggering their symptoms. And kind of how I got into this whole picture was my mom, she worked for a chiropractic neurologist that also did functional medicine. And I remember her coming home with stories just constantly. You know, so they're really cool, you know, great to see. And she's always excited to go to work and, you know, and help the next, help set a group of patients. And during high school, my wife was in a car accident. So we were high school sweethearts. So she was in a car accident. And from that car accident, had all these health issues that started popping up, from hormone issues to different female issues, skin issues, I mean, you name it. And so at the time, she was one of those people that was going from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor. And I remember one time my mom asked the doctor that she works for, she said, "Hey, can you help my wife's or my son's girlfriend?" And he's like, "Well, bring her in, let's see." And within 3 months, she was a totally different person. And so that was kind of what sparked it. I was like, gosh, I want to do more of that. So in order to do that, you know, I had to go learn neurology. So I got my neurology degree and I went and learned nutrition and functional medicine. So I have my nutrition degree and I have my chiropractic degree and I have my integrative medicine association. And so we just pull all sorts of health care together in this office, which is why we call it integrated health. Then we integrate counseling and nutrition and chiropractic, neurology, rehabilitation, even orthopedic, PT types of rehab. So we integrate it all together, and we're just trying to help people the best we can and as many people as we can.
You know, I love that story you tell, Dr. Sebin, about how your wife was, or your girlfriend at the time, was just going from doctor to doctor, you know, confused and frustrated. Nobody could figure out what was going on. And then she finally was able to find answers with a chiropractic neurologist. What is it that makes something like your office or the office your mom worked for able to be so successful where other doctors don't seem to find the answers?
I think it's in the time spent. You know, I think the way that a lot of offices are set up these days are very quick, like in-out appointments. And I also think that you don't get a team approach. You know, the closest that in some very few offices you can get a team approach, but most people in traditional medicine will get a team approach when they go to the Mayo Clinic, you know, but not everybody goes there. And so I think having that team approach in here where we actually together we try to figure out what's going on, together we do the evaluation, together we look at the blood work, together we come up with a treatment plan. I think that's what makes something like this successful, where, you know, other clinics have not been successful. And what I see out there when I talk, you know, I lecture as well, you know, so a lot of people who listen to the show know that I lecture all over the country. And so when I talk with other docs, what I find is that they're not seeing any different than the type of patients we see. I just think, you know, when you have 3, 4, 5 set of eyes, you know, on a patient and combing through their history and combing through their labs, you know, we're bound to come up with an answer, you know, and sometimes you can just get stumped all by yourself. But when you are collaborating and you're processing out loud and trying to figure stuff out, you know, you start thinking, there it is. I found it. Here's the cause. You know, let's go get it. And
So
I think that's what makes us more successful.
And that's a really good point, too, because something that you do at your office really well is that you listen. And so when you're talking about those 3, 4, 5 sets of eyes, one of those sets of eyes is the patient, because who knows your body better than you do? And sometimes it just takes that brainstorming, right, with all of your team to figure out what even is going on in your own body.
Oh, absolutely. And very often I tell patients, hey, our job is to come alongside of you, a part of this journey, and try to figure it out with you. And even today I was talking with a patient. I said, intuitively, what do you think? And she just kind of looked at me. She's like, well, I think this and this and this. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's great. I mean, intuitively, like, you just, sometimes the patient actually has the answer, but they're quiet, or, you know, we're trained that the doctor talks and you don't talk, or the doctor's going to have all the answers, when, geez, sometimes the patient actually knows what's wrong with them.
Well, and I wonder too, if there's that intimidation factor sometimes where you want to speak up, but you're almost afraid to. Some people get nervous going to the doctor, and that's another area where you and your team are able to really set people at ease so they feel comfortable opening up more.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when, you know, our first exams, you know, we tell everybody our first exam is usually an hour and a half to 2 hours. And, you know, if you're nervous for an entire 2 hours, that's a lot of nervousness. You know, really? Within 20 minutes, you should know that we're all pretty nice and we're all trying to figure you out. Right. And, you know, and it's a team approach. So, so usually by the time we're done, you know, you kind of feel like family a little bit, and you're starting to know the entire staff and what's going on, and you've met pretty much everybody that's in the office.
Sure. Dr. Shane Steadman is with us. Again, you are listening to Your Health Matters, and we'll bring you this show each week at this time. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com, and their number, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Now, you know, there's many, many things that we'll go through this whole year that really we feel set you guys apart, but one thing is a free consultation. Now, you hear a lot of places that may offer this with different types of businesses, but you just mentioned, I mean, you were talking about a really pretty good consultation that most of the time their primary care doctor won't spend that. I mean, not most of the time. I'm telling you, none of the time will a primary care doctor really spend an hour or two with you. But let's kind of review what that entails, because I know one thing you're big on, man, is just, you know, reviewing your health history. I know that's how you started out with me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think with our free consultations, you know, I've done two of them this morning. I think Dr. Maynard's done two of them this morning. And so, you know, when I did two of them, that was, you know, an hour of our time, you know. And so, you know, we do, you know, our free consultations are usually a half hour. And we start off by, you know, actually hearing you out. So I did one just about a half hour ago. And, you know, and I talked to an individual that is, you know, dealing with some pretty bad arthritic pains, and he's got an autoimmune condition where his immune system's attacking his joints. And, you know, so we actually talked through his history. We talked through what he's been going through. You know, he can't work, the medications he's tried, what the doctors have been working on, you know, what their plan of action's next, what he's done, not done in the past. And then we talked about kind of our office. And so we actually kind of built a rapport. And this, I mean, so we did that in 30 minutes. And like you said, there's not a lot of offices that will actually do that. You know, and the whole goal is to find out if working together is going to be a good fit, because, you know, if we're going to work together, you know, we're going to spend on that exam an hour and a half to 2 hours, plus usually about another half hour, you know, working on the case. And so, you know, it's like you don't want to jump into a patient if we're not a great fit. And so I think it's important to say, let's talk with each other. Let's see if this is a good fit. Let me see if I can help you before you spend money and we spend time, you know, out of our days and our resources to move forward. And so, you know, we invite everybody to schedule a free consultation. It's easy. And if we're a great fit, awesome. And if we're not, then that's great too, because sure, we're not a great fit for every single person. I mean, you don't get along with everybody you meet. So we just want to do the best we can at the very beginning.
Now, I know that part of your initial looking at somebody's individual case usually involves blood work, because that gives you some really good clues about what's going on. So what exactly does that entail? And do you recommend people even bringing in blood work maybe they've had done in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the first consultation I did this morning, it was interesting. I guess there are two arthritic cases. The first one I did this morning was a guy who had a lot of debilitating joint pain since he was early, like 7 or 8. And so really didn't have much blood work done. He didn't really know what to do, and the docs don't know what to do. And so with him, we actually said, hey, I would love to get some blood work on you. So we're going to order some blood work. There's different ways of ordering blood work based on insurance or non-insurance. So there's kind of different. We always try to save the patient money on blood work anytime we can. So if insurance picks it up, that's fantastic. So we'll run blood work. And, you know, for him, I get to look at a comprehensive panel, which most doctors don't do that. So we can look at the immune system. I can look at inflammatory markers. You know, we talked about even like a B6 deficiency that can cause some of his symptoms. We can look at glucose, electrolytes, calcium, magnesium. So there's a bunch of things that we're going to look at with that patient. The second consult, you know, is different. And he actually is going to some doctors right now, and they're running so much blood work on him, and they're now looking for viruses. They're looking for different bacteria that could also be causing this. So they're doing this huge workup on this guy. And so I said, hey, can you just bring all that to me? You know, you already have it ran. They're running some more, so let's just bring it all to me, and I'll go over it. Hmm. And truly, this is why we do consultations, because those are like two similar cases where they have a lot of joint pain. One doesn't have any blood work. The other one has so much blood work, it's probably going to take me an hour to go through it.
Mm-hmm. Did you say the one patient has had joint pain since he was 7 or 8 years old?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think he's like 20. I think he's in his late 20s now, so he's like, you know, good, better part of his, you know, life is knowing was to be a human. You know, that's all he's dealt with. And the other guy is, so he hasn't been able to work because of his joint pain so bad. So he's 45 years old.
Right.
Man, you know, that's something I hear a lot when you talk about, you know, specific patients, Dr. Stedman, is people just, they've tried everything and they're frustrated and they've asked questions of so many people and they just can't find an answer. Would you say that's the majority of people who come to you as people who've been passed around to a million doctors?
That's at least 90% of what we see, because I think people are frustrated, you know. And if the traditional medicine has worked, then, you know, then they're hanging out in that system and they're doing well with it. And there's a time and a place for it, you know. But we tend to see those people that, yeah, they've been to so many different doctors and they've been to all the different specialists, and, you know, some of them even traveled out to Cleveland Clinic and Mayo Clinic and this clinic and that clinic, and, you know, they're just like, I don't know where else to go. So usually we kind of see those patients sometimes as a last resort, which is something I would love to change on this show. It's like, I don't want to be the last resort all the time.
Sure.
You know, so it's good to nip it in the bud before it becomes a big issue.
Absolutely. You know, and here's what I like. You know, when we talk about this, and again, we're talking about his free consultation and what that covers. So you get a great review of your health history. And then, you know, any lab work and testing that you may have, you can certainly bring that in, as he mentioned. I highly recommend getting some new things done. Just did that with Dr. Stedman myself, and he went through it with Victoria and I. But we both went and had some great blood panels ran, and so he's gone through all that. And then here's the part I like, creating a plan of action. Because, I mean, that's what, when you talk about creating something, what that tells me is, hey, you know, there's not like a textbook thing for every person that walks in that you just do that same thing for every person. Everybody's different. So when you talk about creating that plan of action, that means, hey, together, you're going to work with that client or one of your staff, Jess, whoever, that may really get together and create that individualized plan to get them on a good road to health.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely no two people that are the same. You know, if everybody was the same, that would make my life easy. Just come to work and just give everybody the same, you know, supplements or give everybody the same exercises. That'd be awesome. But that's definitely not the case. You know, we all have our issues, you know, traumas and PTSDs and car accidents and illnesses and sickness and viruses and flus and, you know, mono. And we all have our issues. So that's what you're trying to sift through is a person's history and find out, okay, what makes you tick, what makes you unique, and what's a good plan for you.
Right. Again, you can give them a call, 303-781-5617. Just mention you heard Dr. Stedman here on KLZ 560, and your health matters. And they'll get you scheduled for this free consultation. And as Dr. Stedman mentioned, it is a very, very good consultation. They're going to review your past health history, where you're at now even, review any lab work or testing you may have done, and then create that plan of action to get you on a good road here to kick off the new year. Now, one area, and man, we've got 6-7 minutes here to even kick off on this, so we'll spend probably a few weeks on this as we did this last year, but one area of this whole integrated medicine thing, boy, if you had to pick one part of the body it kicks off with, it's this, and that's thyroid. So why is that one little thing so meaningful in your practice?
It is involved in every single cell in the body. And I think when people, you know, I think with everybody with their New Year's resolutions and going back to the gym and all their dietary changes, and those are amazing and congrats. But what you find is when that thyroid is not working, you can work your butt off and it won't come off.
Yeah.
You know, it's just you're working and working and working and working and working and working. And then you're like, okay, I just lost a pound. And then you're working and working and working and working and starving yourself and changing your diet and eating paleo, and you still lost another pound. And you're like, what the heck is going on? And this is a group of people, I think, that do their New Year's resolutions. They get so frustrated because they feel like they're doing everything right, but they just can't seem to lose the weight. And that's when you got to start looking at your metabolic system. You got to look at your thyroid, because basically if you don't have your thyroid working very well, and it can be off even a little bit, and that can make it tough. If your thyroid is not working, it's really hard to increase your metabolism to get that weight loss or to get some of those New Year's resolutions under control. So your thyroid is involved in every single function in the body in one way or another.
Yeah, that's a really good example, Dr. Stedman, of that adage to work smarter, not harder, because these people who are working, like you said, they're working their butts off trying to get healthy and it's not working. Maybe you should change your strategy a little bit, and that's where integrated health systems can really help you get started.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. We should use that. Work harder or work smarter, not harder. Because I think if you get your thyroid working better, yeah, that's working smarter, and then you don't have to run so much. But I think this is stuff that I think this is why people feel really frustrated and confused when they're trying to accomplish these New Year's resolutions, is that if your hormones are out of whack, you know, that's a great medical term. If your hormones are out of whack, your thyroid's out of whack, your blood sugar's out of whack, and your whole adrenal system is just wonky, then this is your 2019
right.
Conditions. Yeah, if everything's out of whack and wonky, you're not going to lose weight, and you're not going to feel better and achieve some of these resolutions that you have. So that's where it's nice to have the blood work, you know, where we can look at these systems, find out what's broken, and then do things to get them working better.
Now, is it true that thyroid issues are more of a female problem?
They're definitely, you find it more often in females. They're definitely with both genders, but definitely more often in women. And some of the big reasons is that hormones have a huge impact on the thyroid. Mm. Stress and inflammation have an impact on the thyroid. So definitely, I would say most of the people that we see in the office for thyroid conditions tend to be more females than males, but it can be both.
And, you know, the big advantage I see, you know, with your practice and, you know, when you talk about integrated health systems, that may sound weird to people as a business thing, but when you look at your body and the system that it really is and the integrated parts, because as you're talking about your thyroid, I mean, you're talking about, you know, it affecting your heart. I know you brought up on other shows fertility. We were just talking about women, your bones, your weight, uh-huh. your brain, your skin. I mean, that's pretty much everything. And to think that they can get all that walking in one door at Integrated Health Systems, that's a pretty cool deal for the patient, too.
Yeah, it's funny that you brought that out, because I remember when you first came up with the name, I actually came up with systems, because I was like, okay, there's different systems involved. And it was kind of just, it kind of threw that little difference in the name. But that's truly what we tried to bring to the table, is having the neurology degree, I can bring the nervous system to the equation. Having the nutrition and the functional medicine training, I can bring that into the equation. having the chiropractic degree, you know, I can bring the structure and the muscular function and all those pieces into the mix, you know. And then we have a counselor, so we bring, you know, the psychological piece that's into the mix as well when needed. We have rehab therapists, so we do rehabilitation, you know. So that's that integrative piece. And so I remember when I was trying to name this, I'm like, okay, this is what we do every day, is we integrate. You know, we integrate everything, and the body's integrated, and health is integrated, and systems are integrated. And so really working on the integrated piece of a person's body and understanding how it's integrated and how it affects each other. You know, the old song that your foot bone's connected to your knee bone, it is so true. Everything is connected.
Sure.
And when you figure that out and you try to understand the connectivity, that's when people start getting better.
Right. Again, Dr. Shane Steadman is our guest today, and he will be joining us mostly throughout the year of 2019, but he does have a great staff, and we'll be getting some others on as well. And each week, we will bring you this show, Your Health Matters. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com, and that number for the free consultation we discussed today is 303-781-5617. 303-781-5617. And Dr. Steadman, I know we met the other day. You're saying you guys are going to be doing quite a few of these seminars that you did kind of in this last quarter of just a lot of different issues that we'll talk about throughout the year, but where people can come in and really sit down with some of your team and really get some insight on some of these things that may be ailing them a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that we've been looking to get started, and you know, I think we actually kind of finally got our systems in place. And so twice a month, we're going to be doing in-house lectures. So in our therapy room, we have, you know, open space that we put a bunch of chairs, and we invite people to sign up and come listen. And, you know, it's a good chance to learn a little bit more about us. But also, I mean, we're not holding back. We're also giving you guys some great information. You know, so we, you know, last Thursday, Jess did a whole Thursday lecture on decoding. That was Dr. Maynard. So Jess worked on some nutritional stuff and actually helping people identify nutritional issues and diets and what to do and how to get started for the new year. And I know that the week before that, Dr. Maynard did decoding chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do different topics throughout the year. So if you get on our Facebook page, Integrated Health Denver, Integrated Health Systems. We'll post everything on our Facebook page. And then we'll usually have a link for Eventbrite so you guys can sign up. And, you know, we know how many people to expect and make sure there's water and everything like that. But they're working hard and actually putting together PowerPoints and articles and research. And they're doing a great job. So I think those two are going to spearhead one a month. So there'll be two a month though, coming from our office every single month.
Well, good deal.
If you want to join.
Well, we'll be glad to be promoting those for you. And we appreciate your time today. Give them a call, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617, integratedhealthdenver.com. Marie, it's going to be a fun year on getting healthy.
I'm ready with Dr. Steadman's help.
All right, we're going to do it. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And I hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.